From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak today. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his fifth message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination particularly of the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians chapter 5. On today's program, he continues to deal with the third of the virtues, peace. As with love and joy, this peace is the result of the Holy Spirit's work in the life of the believer, not from something that the Christian tries to work up on his own. The peace of which the Bible speaks is a spiritual peace, something that is quite independent of circumstances or personality traits. It is a peace that the children of God enjoy because of the Holy Spirit's presence in their lives and His peculiar relationship to them. After a person has been saved, the Holy Spirit produces peace by giving that individual assurance of salvation. Here's where it is important for a new believer to understand what it means to be justified before God. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, here's a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Necessary Knowledge. The text is found in Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 30. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God. To be the Lord's own people is a choice blessing, but to know that we are such is a comfortable blessing. It is one thing to hope that God is with us, and another thing to know that He is so. Faith saves us, but assurance satisfies us. We take God to be our God when we believe in Him, but we get the joy of Him when we know He is ours and that we are His. No believer should be content with hoping and trusting. He should ask the Lord to lead him on to full assurance, so that matters of hope may become matters of certainty. It is when we enjoy covenant blessings and see our Lord Jesus raised up for us as a plant of renown that we come to a clear knowledge of the favor of God toward us. Not by law, but by grace do we learn that we are the Lord's people. Let us always turn our eyes in the direction of free grace. Assurance of faith can never come by the works of the law. It is an evangelical virtue and can only reach us in a gospel way. Let us not look within. Let us look to the Lord alone. As we see Jesus, we shall see our salvation. Lord, send us such a flood tide of Thy love that we shall be washed beyond the mire of doubt and fear.
Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call while God is near. God abundantly will pardon those who turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. God will have mercy.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue is Roman Catholicism. The articles include The Papacy, The Church of Rome and Scripture, and The Church of Rome and Salvation. Also in this issue, Dr. Charles Barrett writes about Theodorus Frelinghuysen in an article called Bad Geography and the Beginning of an Awakening. In a feature article, the Reverend Timothy Nelson, editor of LTBS magazine, shares Mary's story from Rome to Christ. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on that website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the gospel? What is the best way to study the Bible? And can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
every child of God with the new man real within him yet battles the expression of the old man. There is that constant battle and warfare that we call sanctification that Paul describes so intimately in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans. The works of the flesh indulged in will destroy the fruit that a Christian wants to feel and experience in his life. Particularly if you are today, as a Christian, compromising with what you know to be sin and compromising with the works of the flesh, then that compromise will destroy your peace of heart and your peace of mind in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the fruit of the Spirit. We're talking about life in the Spirit, and it is in the Spirit that a Christian knows this gift of peace. So I want us today to consider our text very simply as we think of peace, the fruit of the Spirit. Paul prayed for the Thessalonians in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, "The Lord himself give you peace always by all means." I want today very simply just to look at some of the means by which the Holy Spirit produces fruit, the fruit of peace in the lives of his people. Let me remark first of all that the Holy Ghost produces the peace of God in us by giving us the assurance of salvation. And he gives us that assurance by stressing, revealing, writing upon our hearts three great truths. First, that God is satisfied. Second, that therefore we are justified. And third, that Christ is always and altogether all sufficient. Those are the central truths of the gospel that the Holy Spirit witnesses to the hearts of the people of God as he convinces them of their position in Christ and assures them of his salvation. I'm very tempted now to get off on a tangent. I've just glanced at my watch and realize I don't have time. But when did that ever stop me? I think of the folly of so many evangelical churches, so many fundamental churches, and so many reformed churches. When people are having struggles and doubts about salvation, I couldn't tell you the number of people I've dealt with who have come to me and said, "Well, I've gone to my pastor," and he has said, "Well, now, if you're not sure that your first decision was right, then make another decision." And that lasts for a day or two, and then they wonder the same questions. Did I pray the right prayer? Did I feel the right thing? Did I weep the right kind of tears? Was I really in earnest? Was I really believing? Oh, I believed, but did I really believe? Sometimes preachers are the biggest culprits for preaching nonsense and heresy, and they think they're preaching truth. Where in all the Bible is there a contrast between believing and really believing? There's no such thing. You either believe or you don't believe. There's no such thing as, "Well, I believe, but do I really believe?" I've talked to more people who have been screwed up in their lives into little tight balls of terrible worry and concern because preachers have had them always looking in. Do you really believe? Did you really repent? As if by looking in they can find some further degree of perfection that then will be the basis of assurance. The Holy Ghost does not talk that way. The first thing he teaches a person who is looking for assurance is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's where you get your assurance. It is the constant witness of the Holy Spirit that all spiritual peace rests fairly and squarely on the merits of Christ's atonement. Apart from that, we were enemies of God and under the wrath of God. Without the blood, Romans 5:10 says, we were enemies. As enemies, Ephesians 4:18 tells us, our understanding was darkened. We were alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that was in us because of the blindness of our heart. The word of God says, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. So that while we were under wrath, while we were enemies of God, there could be no peace. But the Bible, thank God, goes on to give the answer. And the answer is Christ as a sacrifice to satisfy the judgment, the justice, the law of God, and thereby extinguish his wrath. It's one of the great truths of Scripture that the very first and most important aspect of Christ's atoning work is directed not manward but Godward. And unless it is first directed Godward, it has absolutely no power toward man. The very word atonement is a word in English that means reconciliation, at one meant. But the word atonement in the Hebrew Scriptures was not talking at all about reconciliation. It was talking about satisfaction. It was talking about covering the wrath of God. It was talking about creating something that pleased God and put away the anger of God and put out the fire of the wrath of God. That's atonement. Romans 3:25 says that God hath set forth Christ to be a propitiation. It's one of the words that all the new so-called versions, mostly perversions of the Word of God, like to retranslate. And they give you some little circumlocution to get around the big word. Let's teach the people what it means. Because it's God's Word. It's a propitiation. It is a sacrifice to satisfy divine justice. It is a sacrifice by the shedding of precious blood that extinguishes the fire of the wrath of God against his people and lays the ground for reconciliation. That's the sacrifice of Christ. That's God's answer. Paul told the Colossians in chapter 1, it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, to reconcile all things unto himself. Let me tell you, if you're ever going to have peace of heart and peace of mind, you've got to know first you have peace with God. And the only way to know you have peace with God is to know that God has nothing in the world against you. Unless you're convinced of that, you can never have peace. God has nothing in the world against you. Nothing in the books of God, when the books are opened, nothing against you. God is satisfied with Christ. Because Christ, as Ephesians 2 tells us, has abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so making peace. Christ has dealt with the law, Christ has satisfied God. And thus, we are justified. Now understand this, we can only be justified if God has been satisfied. But understand the other side of that, if God has been satisfied, then we must be justified. Two things go together. We are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. But then he witnesses to the all-sufficient merits of Christ. You see, peace comes by Jesus Christ. He is our peace. He has made peace and he has preached peace. But remember, the preaching depends upon the making. When you consider the merits of Christ, and I have time only to make a passing reference, Hebrews 10 says, "This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God." Why? Verse 14 says, "For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified." And I don't want to get into the details of Hebrews 10. It's one of these quirks of vocabulary. Just take it, and if you don't like what I say, read it for yourself and study it. But in Hebrews 10, the sanctification is used in such a way that to all intents and purposes, it means justification. Just accept my word in that or else study it for yourself. It's just too big for me to get into. What I'm saying to you is, he has perfected forever all his justified people. That's his merit. Now, when you understand that, when God bears witness by his Spirit to that in your heart, that's how he gives you peace. He gives you peace by giving you the assurance, God is satisfied. I am justified. And Christ's all-sufficient merits are made over to me. I stand clothed in the very righteousness of Jesus Christ. I am embraced by the arms of the Eternal with the love that embraces Christ. I am accepted in the acceptance that accepts Christ. I am seated where Christ is seated because of his all-sufficient merit. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Now, your peace will depend on how clearly you grasp the all-sufficiency of Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.